You are now listening to the Half Right Podcast. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at @halfright_pod and Instagram at the Half Right Podcast. Most importantly, feel free to share with a friend and please subscribe. Now, without further ado, let's get into this week's episode.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Half Right Podcast. We are back. It is, what's today's date, Lakia?
It's still April 5th.
April 5th, 2019. We are 2 days away from WrestleMania. We just got finished watching an amazing takeover. Some of our predictions were right. Some of them were wrong.
If you guys want to know what we thought, listen to the previous episode.
Did you catch any of TakeOver?
I did not get to watch any of TakeOver yet. I was at an engagement party. I'll be watching. So by the time the Hall of Fame rolls around, I'll be all caught up for WrestleMania weekend. I didn't want to be rude and watch it at the engagement party, you know. I was trying to be social.
If you look back, we said the greatest NXT superstar was Seth Rollins. The greatest NXT superstar.
Think we might have to change.
Maybe Triple Crown, Grand Slam, NXT, first ever Triple Crown winner in NXT history, Johnny Gargano, aka Johnny Takeover, aka Johnny Wrestling. This takeover had,
aka Tommaso Ciampa's best friend.
Yes. What a touching moment at the end of Takeover. We were right about the War Raiders. We both felt they were retained. That match was incredible.
Yes.
When you get a chance to watch it, that was an incredible match. You were right about the Dream. I was wrong.
Yeah.
I was wrong. I'm gonna give you that one. We were both wrong on the NXT Women's title as Shayna Baszler retained the belt.
I
was right about Walter becoming the new UK champion.
Right.
And we were both right with our main event prediction of Johnny Gargano winning the NXT title.
So now it just falls to, are we going to be right with, you know, the superstar shakeup coming up, which we'll talk about in a future episode? Could the Undisputed Era, at least Adam Cole, be moving on to the main roster?
You know what? I could see them breaking the Undisputed Era up in NXT.
I would hate that. It's like every time that there's a faction in NXT, they ruin it. They destroy it.
The Undisputed Era, in my opinion, they're money, though. I think it's kind of hard to ruin that. But then again, the WWE and...
Then again, it's Vince McMahon.
And he's shown that he can ruin a lot of things. So let's see. Hopefully we're right on our Mania predictions. Do you understand? We are less... 48 hours from now, we're going to be in MetLife Stadium watching WrestleMania. We'll probably be getting close.
We will be pulling up to the gate opens at 11. We plan on getting there at 11, going to the Superstore, tailgating with all the other WWE wrestling fans, hanging out with you guys, and we are definitely going to get our money's worth on Sunday. I'm so excited! I'm so excited. I'm excited to go to the Superstore. I'm excited to be in our seats. I'm excited for all the entrances. So without further ado, let's get into these predictions.
Let's roll.
So WrestleMania 35, we know it's at MetLife Stadium. We know Alexa Bliss is the host. The special guest correspondents are SNL's Michael Che and Colin Jost. The featured musical act is, ladies and gentlemen, Elias. Now let's talk about the pre-show. The Cruiserweight title match, Tony Nese versus the champ, Buddy Murphy. Who you going with?
I've actually been really interested in this storyline between Buddy Murphy and Tony Nese. Tony Nese has been one of my favorite 205 Live competitors. I feel like he's so talented, and I'm happy that he's getting his opportunity to shine against Buddy Murphy. It's going to be a phenomenal match. I can't wait to be there and see it in person. I feel as though Buddy Murphy is going to retain. I feel like it makes sense for Buddy to retain. I feel like it's going to be an amazing match. I just don't feel like Tony Nese is the guy to take the belt off of Buddy Murphy. It's going to be an amazing match, but I'm going to have to go with Buddy Murphy retaining the Cruiserweight Championship.
I feel like Buddy Murphy is going to retain as well. I have nothing more to say on the Cruiserweight title. I have nothing more to say on the Cruiserweight division.
What's next?
We have the second annual Women's Battle Royal. They really need to get a name for it, because right now it's called the second annual WrestleMania Women's Battle Royal. They need to do something there. So far confirmed is Asuka, Carmella, Naomi, Lana, Mandy Rose, Sonya Deville, Nikki Cross, Dana Brooke, Ruby Riott, Liv Morgan, Sarah Logan, Mickey James, Zelina Vega. I'm pretty sure there's going to be a lot of NXT girls in there. Also, what's her name? Did I say her? The one that comes out all the
Lacey
time.
Lacey Evans.
She's probably going to come out too. Her storyline really reminds me of, remember when they had Emma?
Yes.
And they were trying to do the thing with Emma, and she kept coming out, but she didn't do nothing. I'm pretty sure they're eventually going to do something with her, but right now, as long as this is being dragged out, it's like, all right, Vince. This is Vince shit, okay? Her coming in and out like that is Vince shit. But my pick, though, I'm going to say Asuka, because she got screwed over. I'm going to say Asuka.
My pick is going to surprise you. I'm gonna have to go with Lacey Evans. I feel as though.
Oh my God!
I'm not saying.
Come on.
This is the result I want. I'd like to see an Asuka win too, because I felt like she was done dirty. But I'm gonna have to go with Lacey Evans. I feel like Vince loves Lacey Evans. I feel like they're gonna push her post Mania. I think she's talented in the ring. I don't really like her gimmick, but Vince likes her gimmick, and I feel like WrestleMania is a good time to give her a big win in the Battle Royal. So I'm gonna have to go with Lacey Evans. That's my pick to win the second annual Women's Battle Royal.
Now, what about moving on to the other side, the sixth annual Andre the Giant Memorial Battle? Wait a minute, hold on. This is the second annual Women's Battle Royal? I thought it was more than that.
No, second. Last year at 34, and this year at 35.
So Asuka hasn't won. Asuka won the Royal Rumble. Yes. Naomi was the first winner. And I really think that they need to give them something. Like, you know how they did the Mixed Match Challenge, and then finally the person got something the second time they did it? They really need to give the girl something for both Battle Royals. There needs to be a prize, not some freaking trophy that they don't even get to keep. It's kind of like the Stanley Cup. You get your name on it, and you move on, and blah, blah, blah. You don't get to do anything with it.
These Battle Royals are just excuses to get everybody on the card, which is good because it's WrestleMania, and I believe that everybody does belong on the card.
That's fine, but if you're going to put them on there, put a title opportunity on the line. You know what I'm saying? Give them something. If I'm going to be thrown into this jumbo, you know, this gumbo pot right here, I'm just going to be thrown in, give me something at the end. Like, I'm just fighting for what? I'm throwing people over for what? For a trophy that I can't even keep? For a trophy that you're going to take a picture of me? Then you're going to show me for like a day? I'm going to be on Raw and SmackDown as far as who won. Then what do they talk about? They don't talk about the winner anymore.
You're right. The trophy should mean more, but it doesn't. Hopefully this year changes that. But I don't see it happening. I'm going to have to go with Lacey Evans, and I think she's going to get a push post-Mania for that match. So
I would love to see her get her ass in the ring and stop walking out interrupting shit. Moving on to the sixth annual Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal, we have Colin Jost and Michael Shea, Braun Strowman, Andrade, Apollo Crews, Titus O'Neil, Tyler Breeze, Jinder Mahal, No Way, Jose, Bobby Roode, Chad Gable, Kalisto, Grand Metalik, Lince Dorado, Bo Dallas, Curtis Axel, Heath Slater, Rhino, Victor Connor, Ali, Shelton Benjamin, Luke Gallows, Carl Anderson, Matt Hardy, Jeff Hardy, Otis Tucker, EC3. Who you going with? There's going to be more, but who you going with?
I'm going to go with Andrade.
Interesting. I didn't know he was dating Charlotte. Well, I heard he was dating Charlotte, but the picture that she posted tonight just solidified yes, that.
I also watched the WWE Chronicle that just aired on WWE Network, and there's actually a scene with Charlotte and Andrade walking a couple days ago, I believe yesterday when they arrived or whatever in New York City. So they are indeed.
Oh, so that was a true story. Yes. Interesting, yes. Man.
Who are you going with?
This is hard because I'll be honest, I don't give a shit about it. I think that it's a joke, and I think it's gonna come down to Braun Strowman, Colin Jost, and Michael Shea. One of the dudes from SNL could win.
I think that would be on the list of worst booking decisions in WrestleMania history.
I understand, but because they're part of the match, I think that it could go that way.
I don't see no way in hell any of them that they win. I do see a scenario in which they are the reason why Braun gets eliminated. I do see that happening.
That could happen.
But they're
not
winning the match.
I don't, for this one, I know I have to choose. That's the whole point of the prediction show. I'm going to stand by one of them. I'm going to stand by my first answer.
So you're going to go with SNL dude is your answer.
Yeah.
All right. Bold prediction.
I could be ridiculously wrong, but I mean, who the hell knows?
I think you are.
I don't know. That's okay. Sometimes right, always real. That's how we go. All right. We'll save the title matches.
Let's get a match that is probably pre-show bound. The match that was announced this week. The Revival. The Revival.
I talked about this on our Twitter.
The Revival versus Curt Hawkins and Zack Ryder. A match that should be on the pre-show. Who you got?
Very much so. You know, a lot of people are going with Zack Ryder and Curt Hawkins. And with the rumors that keep going around about the Revival, are they leaving? Are they staying? I would like to see the Revival stay because I would like to see a rematch with Ricochet and Aleister Black. What I personally would have liked to see on the main card is Aleister Black and Ricochet versus the Revival. And they had it set up so perfectly because on Monday Night Raw, the match ended and there was no definitive winner. You know, like, they won by default. So that would have been the perfect, like, okay, they're going to get their rematch. But then Curt Hawkins and Zack Ryder, who the hell are you? Okay, woo, 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 Zack. No, you had your Mania moment that year. You got the belt. You lost it. So, I mean, he could win this one. Curt Hawkins could, you know, finally end his losing streak. But I just think that they completely turned this into a joke. A joke. The SmackDown tag team division is far better than Raw, and the Raw tag team division at this moment, especially because of this match, is a joke, is a wash. I think that the Revival should retain because I really want to see Ricochet and Aleister Black get one more chance.
I think the Revival should retain too, but this is WrestleMania, and Vince is all about Mania moments. WrestleMania is where streaks go to end. And I'm going to have to go with Zack Ryder and Curt Hawkins. They are going to become the new Raw Tag Team Champions.
And then they become the new Raw Tag Team Champions. Then you bring in Aleister Black and Ricochet. And just like Zack Ryder's career, everything's going to be very minimal. So, okay, cool.
Listeners, do you guys notice how my sister, how I let her speak, but she never, ever lets me get my point across? Ever. Ever.
I'm a female. That's what we do.
Ever.
I'm a female.
Ever. Ever. Okay, as I was saying, WrestleMania is where streaks go to end. I see this as another situation like when Zack Ryder did win the Intercontinental title at WrestleMania 32, where a tag team is going to beat Curt Hawkins and Zack Ryder the night after Mania to become the new Raw Tag Team Champions. But at Mania, I'm going to have to go with Zack Ryder and Curt Hawkins. Two guys who have been in the WWE for a very long time. It'd be cool to see them get a Mania moment. They don't have to hold the belts for long. But this is what WrestleMania is about. It's about moments. And a moment, what a moment it would be to see Zack Ryder get another belt and Curt Hawkins streak end. WrestleMania is about moments, so I'm going to have to go with Zack Ryder and Curt Hawkins. Thank you very much, okay. Lakia, for letting me finish.
No problem. I have nothing to say on that. I'm very disappointed. Very disappointed in the fact that they announced that match. As that's one of the reasons we've been waiting to record this episode, because we didn't know about the Raw tag team titles. Now that we do, and I saw that, disappointed. Let's talk about another match that's like lower on the card. And that brings me to let's jump into Kurt Angle's farewell match against the Applebee's manager, Baron Corbin.
That's a good one, Applebee's manager.
Yeah. A lot of people have been saying that on Twitter. I just, you know, coined that, threw that in here, because that's really what it looks like.
Yes.
So Kurt Angle, it's his farewell match, right? I know that myself and a lot of people in the WWE universe are hoping that this is all a ruse, that this is like the biggest joke ever, that there's really a secret competitor by the name of John Cena waiting backstage to come out. And, you know, I mean, he could even come out to Word Life, Thugonomics, if he really wants to be, you know, vintage. He could wear the shorts and the jersey, or he could come out in the briefs, because that's how we first met Kurt, with the Ruthless Aggression. That's really, in a picture-perfect world, and you talk about mania moments, that is a mania moment for me, to see John versus Kurt. But if Kurt does end up going against Baron Corbin, I'm choosing Kurt. How can Kurt lose in his farewell match?
I'd love to see Kurt win his farewell match, but I don't think it's going to happen. I think Baron Corbin is going to beat Kurt Angle clean, and it makes a lot of sense. What sense does it make for Kurt Angle to win his farewell match? People talk a lot of mess about Baron Corbin, but Baron Corbin is, in my opinion, he needs to get rid of that stupid-ass Applebee's get-up.
Exactly, because Baron Corbin is actually a great wrestler.
I feel like Baron Corbin is solid in the ring. He's a great heel, in my opinion. People hate him, and it's real dislike. He can go in the ring. I think I'm going to have to go with Baron Corbin. Baron Corbin defeats Kurt Angle clean on Sunday in Kurt Angle's farewell match.
I'm going to go with the match really not happening and there being another opponent to come out.
I'd love to see that.
To send Kurt off the right way. That's what I'm going with. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
I mean, I think sending Kurt off the right way would be having him lose to Baron Corbin.
I just don't want his last match to be. I really thought that we left this Kurt Baron Corbin shit in 2018. I thought that we left it there.
I had hoped that we did, but I think it makes sense. You put somebody over on the way out, and you give the win to Baron Corbin. I think Baron Corbin's going to win. I think it makes the most sense for him to win. Do I want to see him win? No. Would I like to see another opponent like you predict? Yes. But I'm going to have to go with Baron Corbin. That's my prediction. What do we got next?
AJ Styles versus Randy Orton. One of the matches that I'm looking forward to, like, there's a few that I really, really want to see. This one ranks in my top three.
That match.
The buildup that they've had for this one. It's been one of the best promos that have been cut. But leave it to Randy. I can actually see this match kicking off Mania, because that's just Randy's thing.
I believe that Randy Orton and AJ Styles, two men who are, you know, they're hit or miss on the mic. The lead up to this match, they have both been hit on the mic. They have been point on. The promos by Styles and Orton, when they want to bring it, they can be two of the best on the mic. And the promos that they've had and the lead up to this fight, to this match, I don't think it's really anticipated, and it's not one of the bigger build matches on the card, in my opinion. The promo work has been amazing. The match is going to be amazing. The spot where Randy Orton hit the RKO on AJ Styles on Tuesday night on SmackDown during the Kevin Owens show leads me to believe at Mania, AJ Styles is going to win. So I'm going to have to go with AJ Styles.
All right.
Who are you picking?
I'm going to always go with RKO out of nowhere.
So you're picking Randy Orton.
I have to go with Randy. Yeah. I think either way, like, I won't be upset either way who wins. But, I mean, Randy and that damn RKO. I'm going to go with the GOAT.
I'm going to have
next up.
Yeah.
You're going to go with AJ.
I got Styles. You got Orton.
We're split.
Again.
We've been split a lot. I don't think we've agreed on anything. We agreed on Buddy Murphy, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so Roman Reigns versus Drew McIntyre. I really want Drew McIntyre to win. Can't believe I said it. I love Roman. I do. But it's Drew McIntyre's time. Drew McIntyre, I don't want to see him with no crew. This man is...
money.
Oh, my God. He's Vince's guy for... this is one of Vince's guys that is like, damn, you're Vince's guy. You could stay in that spot. Now, back to my perfect world of what would happen. I know Dean is supposed to be leaving. But could you imagine if Dean came out, ruined the match for Roman, right? Then eventually we get a Roman and Dean feud, which is like the best of both worlds. It's the best of both worlds because Dean would then stay. Roman would then be, you know.
That's in a perfect world.
Okay. I'm just thinking of all the ways that Dean could still stay. You know, April's not over yet. I was just looking for options. But regardless of what happens in the match, I'm going with McIntyre. The Claymore kick. How could you not?
Well, guess what? This isn't a perfect world. I don't think it makes any sense to have Dean come out and cost Roman the match. I don't think that's going to happen. I think, unfortunately, Dean Ambrose, one of my favorite wrestlers, is leaving. And I'm going to have to go with Drew McIntyre. I think it makes sense for Drew McIntyre to win. Because you have this story of Roman who's battled back from cancer, and it's such a great story. But think about the story that you could tell of him coming back and losing to Drew McIntyre clean at Mania and doubting himself. You could kind of play this situation the way that they did John Cena after his loss to The Rock at WrestleMania 28, where Roman loses big match after big match. And
maybe he wasn't ready to come back, maybe he should have stayed home.
You have a scenario where I believe if this story is done right, Drew McIntyre and Roman Reigns, they're gonna tear the house down. If this match is done right, I believe Drew McIntyre, Roman Reigns could be the main event of WrestleMania 36 in Tampa next year. This is a bold prediction. But that if the story's done right, you have Roman lose clean to Drew. You end up putting the Universal title on Drew later down the line. And you have a main event match where Roman could once again capture the Universal title next year at Mania. I think that's how the story should go. I don't know if it's going to go that way, but I'm with you on this one. Drew McIntyre is going to defeat Roman Reigns. And that's a bold prediction from the Half Right podcast, because many people think Roman is going to win. So I guess we're
I really going. Think it's Drew. But I also think that Drew deserves it. Roman has had his time. Roman has had the main event. He's had the big matches. He's beat The Undertaker. He could take a loss from Drew McIntyre. But Drew McIntyre,
especially
with the way that he's been kicking ass lately, he deserves to have his Mania moment.
Yes, I believe Drew should win, and I believe he will win.
All right, what about the Falls Count Anywhere match, The Miz versus Shane McMahon?
This storyline, The Miz, let's give respect where it's due. The Miz is one of the best men in WWE on the mic. We knew that already, but him in this babyface role, he surprised me. I didn't like The Miz.
He's also very Chris Jericho in the sense that he could be heel and face. he could cross over at this. It's crazy. There's not many superstars that could do that. Chris Jericho is the first person that comes to mind, but The Miz is right there with him.
This is one of the first moments. I'm sorry, guys. Takeover's playing on my TV, and I'm seeing Ricochet and Aleister Black hug each other, and it's a real sad, emotional moment for me because I like Ricochet and Aleister Black. But anyway.
They're going to the main roster. You'll see more of them.
Yes. Hopefully not lost in the shuffle.
True.
But what match are we on, Shane and Miz?
Yes. Falls count anywhere.
I think that the Miz, I think it's going to be a great match, but my prediction for this match may shock you. I think Shane is going to win, and I think he should win.
Why?
Because Shane always loses. Why? What sense does it make for him to lose again? And if you think about
who won last year? He was teamed up with Bryan. Who won?
You're right. You're 100% right. I'm talking about one-on-one matches.
Well, and that's because he's a dumbass and he likes to go coast to coast and fly in the garbage cans or fly off cages onto the announce table.
This is a Mania where I see a lot of baby faces winning. So yeah. I think we need some heels to get some wins. And I think Shane
don't like this gimmick of Shane McMahon. Like, I feel like they could have just done something different. Like this whole
I think this gimmick is it fits him well. He's a McMahon.
He's a McMahon. He's a cocky SOB. I get that. It's nothing that's standing out to me. Let me put it like that. I'm gonna go with The Miz.
But
I will say what's been happening. You know, there's this thing in wrestling where the person that ends up on top at the going home show ends up losing at Mania. So it could go to Shane, but I'm gonna go with The Miz.
I'm going to have to go with Shane, so we're split on that one.
No holds barred. Triple H versus Batista with Triple H's career on the line. I'm going with Triple H for the simple fact that Triple H has too many people that he can still put over in the future, and Batista is just going to, you know, Triple H is finally going to beat Batista. And plus, you know how Triple H gets about people that, you know, you touch my family, I touch you, I beat you up, whoop-de-woo. That's how Triple H, that's how he rolls. And plus his last no-holds-barred match against Brock Lesnar, you know, the whole broken arm situation, you know, you hurt my father-in-law, you broke my best friend's arm, I F you up, I win, you lose. I think it's going to be that same kind of situation. So I'm going to go with Triple H. Hold on, one more thing. Triple H's entrance is one entrance that I look forward to every single year. And I can't wait to see it in person. But go ahead. Who are you going for?
Batista, let this be known, is my favorite wrestler of all time.
What?
Batista is my favorite wrestler of all time.
Why am I just now finding out about this? What?
Lakia, we've known about this since SummerSlam 07.
When I went to
SummerSlam with a Batista shirt on. I
didn't know that he was your, like, all-around favorite.
Like, my all-time favorite wrestler is Batista. My God. You know why? When I first started watching wrestling, he was the World Heavyweight Champion on SmackDown.
Okay.
I couldn't stay up to watch Raw. Batista would come out in suits with the World Heavyweight title, and Batista is the man. I still remember his match from WrestleMania 23 with The Undertaker, the match that really stole the show. So I'm so excited that I'm going to be in MetLife to see him wrestle on Sunday, which I believe is going to be his last match. I believe this is really going to be Batista's final WWE match.
Exactly.
And I'm going to have to go with Triple H. Triple H is going to win. Triple H should win. And because of the reasons that you said, he has so many people that he can put over, and he's always losing at WrestleMania. So I believe that
the last time he won was the Sting match. But he had to win that one for WWE, WCW purposes.
I'm gonna have to go with Triple H because it makes sense. And I believe that this is gonna be a match where the storytelling is going to be A1. Batista and Triple H are going to tell a story. I don't feel like this match has been hyped up enough.
Batista's I just promo, love the ending, though. Triple H, kiss my ass. Like,
yes.
Promo was much. Short. Like, what? Get out of here.
His promo was short. It was effective. It was to the point. And it was amazing. I'm looking forward to this match, but I'm going to have to go with Triple H. His career will live on.
All right. Next up, we're going to get into the women's tag team titles and then the SmackDown tag team titles. Starting up with the women's tag team titles, we have the champs, Sasha Banks and Bayley, entering this fatal four-way against Tamina and Nia Jax, the Iconics, and WWE Hall of Famer Beth Phoenix and Natalya. Let me just say, Beth Phoenix ain't lost a damn step in the ring. She looks better than ever. Women on the roster. She looks phenomenal. That is my pick. I really want Beth and Natalya to win because Beth is really kicking ass out here. But I can see Sasha and Bayley retaining, because they're not going to push them off to the side just yet, especially with the situation that we have with the SmackDown and the Raw Women's Championships at the moment. I could see Sasha and Bayley retaining, but I would love to see more Beth Phoenix because she's doing the damn thing in the ring.
I think Beth is amazing as well. She looks better than half these women, just like you said, in ring. And you know, I feel like this is going to be a good match. I don't think they're going to get much time. I don't think this is a match that they get much time to tell a story. The Boston Hug connection. Everybody knows the love that I have for Sasha Banks. I love Bayley as well, but Sasha Banks is a legit boss. She's low-key the love of my life. She's up there with Rousey. That's how high she is on my list. But I'm going to have to go with the Boston Hug connection. The titles are new. You just introduced them. I feel like they still need to be established more. And I feel like Bayley and Sasha are the team. And I feel like they're going to win the match. I don't think it's going to be a great match. I don't think it's going to be a long match. But Bayley and Sasha are going to retain.
To me, honestly, this is kind of like a match that they threw together. It's like you got two from SmackDown, two from Raw, technically, because Natalya's on Raw. But another thing I would have liked to see is if they would have put in an NXT tag
team. Who's the two? Oh, yeah, you do have two from. I thought you meant two teams.
No. Are there two teams? No, it's just the Iconics. Because Tamina is on the team with Nia. Excuse me. It's one team, and then everybody else is from Raw. So the Iconics was basically just to give them some shine because they really are the only tag team on SmackDown. And if anybody would deserve a second chance, it would be them.
Yeah, so I'm going to have to agree with you, and I'm going to have to go with the Boston Hug connection, as they should win.
And so we're both going with the champs retaining.
Yep.
All right. I would like to say one more thing about Tamina Snuka is that I wish that she would do so much more, but she is like going to ride the coattails of whoever. She's not a singles competitor. She always has to be paired with somebody else. Not to say that she's not a powerhouse in her own right, because she is. Not to say that she's not legendary because of her father, because she is. But I just wanted to put that out there because ever since she's come in, she's either injured or she's with somebody. She's never by herself. Look at how long she was with AJ. Who did she start out with? The Usos. Now she's with Nia Jax. I think that her and Nia together and this whole Samoan thing that they're doing is pretty dope. If they take that to the next level. I really would still love to see a Samoan stable, but that's for another time. Let's get into the SmackDown Tag Team Title Fatal 4-Way. We have the Usos as champs versus Rusev and Shinsuke Nakamura, Sheamus and Cesaro, and my favorite tag team of the moment, Ricochet and Aleister Black. I love the Usos, but I would love to see Ricochet and Aleister Black win, but it's not their time, so Usos retain. Especially because of the whole Saudi Arabia thing, and they're going to go into Hardy Boys, so yeah.
Yeah, because it's been
spoiler reports, so. For those that don't look at Bleacher Report or anything else that's WWE. They give you clues. They basically point it in your face like, this is what's going to happen. Don't get your hopes up. So, yeah, I'm going to go with the Usos retaining.
I'm going to have to go with the Usos retaining as well. It makes sense for them to retain. And as you said, the reports that the Hardy Boys versus the Usos is being saved for Saudi Arabia. I'm going to have to go with the Usos. They're the best tag team in this match, one of the greatest tag teams of all time. It makes sense for them to retain, so I'm going to pick the Usos to retain here.
All right, now we talked about the Raw Tag Team title. We have the Intercontinental match, another match that I'm super excited for, okay? We have Finn Balor coming out as the Demon King versus the champ Bobby Lashley with his puppet Lio Rush, of course. But I am so excited for Finn's entrance. Oh my God. I'm going with Finn, the Demon. That's my pick. Who you going with?
I'm going with Finn as well. And I really think this is going to be a quick match. I don't think they're going to get a lot of time either. I think that Finn is going to come out. He's going to squash Bobby, become the new IC champion, and that's that.
Could you see Finn's entrance being longer than the match?
Yes, 100%. I think he's going to squash Bobby Lashley. And people are talking about, oh, why would Finn need the Demon to beat Bobby Lashley? Who's Bobby Lashley? Y'all going to put some respect on Bobby Lashley's name. Y'all gonna put some respect on his name. Y'all gonna stop talking about him like he's some scrub.
He's not, though. He's not. It's just the way that they're presenting him. It's just like, what is this? What is this? He's not a scrub. Bobby Lashley is not a scrub.
Bobby Lashley is a legitimate badass. He's a legitimate.
That's not a problem for him.
He's a legitimate badass. He has so much. He has hype and wait over Finn. It only makes sense that Finn would have to go find his alter ego, Demon, because he can't beat him.
But another thing, they were also just trying to push Finn as a wrestler in general. But it's WrestleMania, baby.
Bring out the demon. I don't think there's much else to say on this match. We both riding with the Demon, Finn Balor,
for sure. Now we move on to the WWE United States title match, which is a match that could have been on the pre-show. It's Rey Mysterio versus Samoa Joe. I'm glad Samoa Joe is getting his Mania moment. I'm happy about that. Rey Mysterio apparently has an injury, but this so-called injury that he suffered during the Baron Corbin match,
which was horrible. What a match.
They say is actually a work for this Samoa Joe match. So I'm going to go with the champ Samoa Joe retaining.
This is another match where
I would have honestly liked to see Rey Mysterio versus Andrade at WrestleMania, like, because the two of them working together for me.
Yeah, but Joe deserves this moment.
He does, because he's been injured before when WrestleMania season has
gone around. I feel like this match is going to be good. I'm going to have to go with Samoa Joe. He's going to beat Ray. This is another situation where...
I think this match is going to be fast.
Yeah, I could see them getting a little bit of time to work.
But you know how you have these matches and they're like filler matches while other matches get more time? I think that this will be one of them.
Yeah, I also believe that this match isn't going to get that much time. I'm going to have to go with Samoa Joe, just like.
But can't you wait to go Joe with everybody else? 80,000 people.
No,
80,000.
No,
you're not gonna chant Joe. Now we're gonna move on to the big titles of the night. We'll save the main event for last for obvious reasons. Let's get into the WWE title match: Kofi Kingston versus the champ Daniel Bryan. Who you going with?
This has been one of the best storylines of the year, a storyline that wasn't even supposed to happen. I believe Daniel Bryan was scheduled to fight Kevin Owens, which would have been an incredible match. But when you think about Kofi Kingston and his career and what it took for him to get here and the fact that he is an African-American wrestler. Please let's not forget that. People may say, oh, race has no place in wrestling. Yes, race does. Because I know as a African-American and Lakia is an African-American, we want to see people who look like us competing for the top titles in the business.
Period.
And Kofi Kingston he looks like us. He's a man of color. And there you don't see men of color competing in this spot for the WWE Championship with a chance to become a Grand Slam champion.
And I also think that people don't realize when they say like, oh, well, you know, there's been African-American wrestlers to have titles. It's not about having titles. The WWE Championship means that you're the face of the company for that moment in time. And we have not had that. We haven't.
No, we have not.
Who's done it? You know, like, I think that's what people fail to realize. There was one thing I was reading on Instagram and one person commented and they're like, everybody needs to get off this Kofi bandwagon. Where were you guys all this time? And it's like, you can't get on something that wasn't there. People were not going to advocate for Kofi to become WWE champion when he was doing everything else in between over the 11 years. Now, I will say, when Kofi had that spot against Randy for the title, I was very disappointed with how it ended. That was all.
That wasn't for a title. That was just a singles feud.
I know, but if that would have been taken to the level that it was, that would have been a title shot for Kofi right there. Now,
supposedly, Randy didn't like something that Kofi did in that feud.
He botched.
Which kind of...
He did a botch. He did a botch. And then Randy does that stupid. If you look at the match with Randy and that Randy and Kofi just had in the gauntlet match, he did it again. It's like, I noticed y'all looking at the replays and he said, stupid. That's what he did. It was a botch in the match. Things happen, but that's why that whole plug was pulled on that. Now, I want to ask you, do you think that Kofi is going to come out to Kofi music or New Day music?
New Day music. And I've heard people say that they don't like the way that that the New Day, you know, won the gauntlet to earn Kofi a WWE championship match. But if you look at it, that's the story of the New Day, though. Teamwork, yep. Togetherness,
power of positivity.
That I feel like the power of positivity. And down the line, if you ever want to turn Big E or Xavier or anything against Kofi, you have the perfect storyline. They helped him earn a WWE title.
Do you think that will happen?
I don't think it'll happen. I don't want it to happen. I want the feel-good moment of Kofi Kingston getting what he deserves.
I think that the feel-good moment might happen because Kofi and the whole, you know, New Day in general, they have this thing, you know, like they are out here at these hospitals with the fans, with all of the youth of the WWE universe. So I think that Vince McMahon might want to bank on that a little bit longer before he breaks them up. And plus, if he breaks them up, then that's like a whole heel thing. And I think that New Day should have went heel for other reasons. But I want the feel-good moment, so I'm going with Kofi.
I feel as though one thing I feel like we have to talk about when it comes to is Daniel Bryan and Kofi Kingston storyline. Daniel Bryan has been phenomenal. Mm-hmm. He is at the top of his game as a heel. I feel like Daniel Bryan has done everything in his power to get Kofi over. Mm-hmm. I feel like Daniel Bryan is playing, his heel work has been phenomenal. And this story, when you look at it, is, in my opinion, there's no better story on the Mania card. Because you have the Daniel Bryan, Kofi Kingston storyline, and it's like flipped from what it was 5 years ago.
Exactly.
5 years ago,
you're a B-plus player.
Daniel Bryan was a B-plus player.
Exactly.
Now, how ironic, he's now a heel, and he's telling Kofi he's a B-plus player.
Exactly.
Like, this is storytelling in wrestling at its best. This is the match that, in my opinion, it's Kofi Kingston and Daniel Bryan. they're gonna steal the show. Kofi's waited his whole life for this moment. 2 years ago at this time, Daniel Bryan thought he would never wrestle in the WWE again. I think with his whole heel turn, we forget how grateful we are that Daniel Bryan has been back wrestling for a year now, injury-free.
Yeah.
Injury-free for a year, and that's amazing. Kofi Kingston and Daniel Bryan, this is the match that I'm probably second most excited for next to the women's main event. But I'm going to have to go with Kofi. I think it's going to be a feel-good moment. I don't know how long Kofi's going to hold the belt. I'd like to see a long run, but the thing that I care about most is Kofi Kingston getting his moment in the sun, his moment at MetLife with that WWE title and his New Day brothers next to him. He deserves it.
And hopefully if he wins, then it needs to be fireworks and he needs to play SOS.
Yeah, no. SOS. SOS is one of the worst theme songs ever. SOS, I hear them fighting. He's not even Jamaican. Please play your New Day music. We know
that he's not, but it's like...
I'm going to be real with you. I think they're going to have something special for Kofi's entrance at Mania. And we're spending so much time...
And I don't want something stupid like bootios and pancakes flying. Give my boy some real shit.
I feel as though we're spending so much time talking about this Kofi Daniel Bryan match because this storyline is so related. I feel like Black wrestling fans are invested in this storyline.
For sure.
Because I'm going to be real, I may be biased. I love Daniel Bryan. He is one of the best wrestlers in the WWE, one of my favorite wrestlers of all time. But I want to see my Black man, my Black homie, Kofi Kingston, become WWE champion. And a big part of it is because he's Black. Because I feel like for little Black boys and Black girls who are maybe one day want to be WWE superstars, they need to see people look like them winning the highest belt in the company.
Exactly. Not that you're just going to be limited to a tag team title.
Or
intercontinental. Or US. The U.S. You know, that you
all
can.
All titles that Kofi has won. But him winning that WWE title signals, hey, WWE, they're on their way to something. Because I feel like the fact that there has only been one African-American WWE champion is absurd. The Rock.
And that's questionable.
It is questionable, but his father's African-American.
I know, I'm just saying, it's questionable. They will question that, okay?
Although Mark Henry did hold the world heavyweight title.
That's not the same,
I mean, I feel like the way that they treat the WWE title now, it's equivalent to the way that they treated the world heavyweight title.
But if you want to talk about the world heavyweight title, then you got to put Booker T in the combo.
Yes, of course. I feel as though Kofi's going to get this win, and it's going to be a feel-good moment at Mania. I'm going to have to go with Kofi.
I agree. Now we have the Universal title match. The champ, Brock Lesnar, versus the challenger, Seth Beast Slayer Rollins. I want Seth to win. I'm going with Seth for the simple fact that I want a full-time champion. I don't want to see Brock anymore. I'm over Brock. The fact that the Universal title has no respect because it is nowhere to be found. It's not on the show.
You're 100% right. As a wrestling fan, as somebody who tunes in to Monday Night Raw, who loves Monday Night Raw, I want to see a fighting Universal Champion. This is Seth Rollins' moment. I know it's not the main event, but this is his moment. You put the belt on him, and then you have a built-in feud. I believe that post-Mania, it should be Seth Rollins versus Drew McIntyre feuding over the Universal title. They've already shown that they can put on great matches together, and you can really establish that belt. Because I feel like as long as that belt has been around, it has not been established.
It hasn't. It hasn't.
The first champion, the belt is kind of bad luck. The first champion was Finn Balor.
Right.
He had to vacate the belt. I feel like Kevin Owens' run as champion could have been so much more. I don't feel like he was taken nearly serious enough. Then you put the belt on a part-timer Goldberg. I really wasn't okay with that decision because I felt like Brock and Goldberg, they didn't need a universal title.
At all. You could have just then had you to fight put each the other.
Belt, then you put the belt on Brock, which I kind of understand because you want to establish that belt and put it on one of your highest paid stars and he's box office. But
you can't establish something, though, that you have no idea what you want to do with it in the first place. That's why it hasn't worked. How are you going to establish something? It's the universal title. We just needed another title because we have the WWE title and Raw needs a championship. So we're just going to make this universal title because we can't call it the world heavyweight, blah, blah, blah. So we're going to take the universe and we're going to turn universe into universal. That's what WWE did. They have no plan for yes. this title. That's what yes. happened. Yes. That's why yes. it hasn't been. 100%. That's why it hasn't been solidified. And there's been no long reigning. And there's been no storylines built around it because they don't know what to do with it. You have the WWE title. You know that when you become WWE champ, you are the face. You're universal champ. And then you put it on someone like Brock Lesnar, who doesn't even show up. So you're just holding a title he's basically a placeholder because we want you to keep the title. We want to have you battle every now and then, but we're just going to have it disappear because we don't know what to do with it.
Yeah. I feel like Roman getting the belt and then having to give it up because of, you know, his unfortunate leukemia situation, that really hurt the belt because I feel like Roman was well on his way.
Roman was really helping establish that belt. Especially with what you said of what would have happened at Mania.
Then you put the belt back on Brock, which I feel like was a horrible decision. I feel like Braun ruined Braun. Look at Braun. He's on the pre-show.
Poor thing. Braun screwed.
I want to give Braun Strowman a shout out because no matter what role they put him in, he has thrived. He has done it to the best of his ability. I don't care what people may say or these dirt sheets may write about Braun Strowman. I think he's an incredible wrestler.
He works with what he has. That is true.
Yes, and he plays his role. You tell him, oh, you're going to tag with a kid at Mania. He's going to tag with a kid at Mania, and he's going to make that storyline work. He is making a storyline with two SNL dudes who don't even belong in a WWE ring somewhat entertaining. And, you know, kudos to you, Braun. But to our predictions for the Universal title, you went with Seth, right?
Yep.
I think Seth is going to get it done, just like I said. It's Seth's time.
Seth needs to get it done.
I feel like this is going to be one of those matches where Brock, when you put Brock with smaller guys who know how to work, if Brock is motivated, this is going to be another match that is really, I feel like, going to blow people away. I feel like the things that Seth can do, and if Brock is motivated, that is the biggest thing. Because you see a motivated Brock, if Brock shows up the way that he did at WrestleMania 32 when he fought Dean Ambrose, we're in for a shit show. But if Brock shows up the way that he did at Survivor Series 2017 when he fought AJ Styles, or Survivor Series 2018 when he fought Daniel Bryan, then we're in for a show stealer. So hopefully we get the Brock that we got at Survivor Series 2018 when he versus Daniel, Survivor Series 2017 when he versus AJ, and Royal Rumble 2019 when he versus Finn. Because if we get that Brock, this could be one of the best matches of the night.
I agree.
I'm going to have to go
with Seth.
But
the key word that you said for this match to work is Brock needs to be motivated.
Yes.
Because if Brock isn't motivated, you're going to get some half-ass, it's just not going to work. But we both agree on Seth.
I think Brock will be motivated. I think this is going to be a great match. Curb stomp. Seth is your new Universal Champion. Burn it down.
I think that Seth. Next? I think Seth might also get another low blow in there when the ref isn't looking. You know Seth is good for stuff like that.
Yes. I agree.
Last match. The main event. Winner takes all. Triple threat for the Raw Women's title and SmackDown Women's title. We have Becky Lynch versus the Raw Women's Champion, Ronda Rousey, and the newly crowned SmackDown Women's Champion, Charlotte Flair. Happy birthday, Charlotte. It's number one. Now
Charlotte's birthday was yesterday.
Happy
we're
birthday.
Actually at 12. We're actually at 12:30 on the East Coast.
And
now.
It is now our sister's birthday. So happy birthday, Shakira.
Yes, happy birthday, Shakira. We love you very much.
Now, you made a point about Becky Lynch and Ronda and Charlotte. So why don't you share that about the level of each of them, the face, the heel, and the that whole spiel.
I feel like this is like you have Rousey, who's, you know, she's morphed into this clear-cut heel role, and I think she's done really well with it. I will be draped in Rousey at Mania. Everybody knows I'm a big-time Rousey fan. I got my Chalk Talk jacket. Well, that's Chalk Line, right? Chalk Line
official,
you feel me? I got my Rousey shirt. I will be repping Rousey. You feel me? But
I'm actually repping Becky at WrestleMania.
Rousey, I think the woman you're repping is gonna win. But anyway,
yeah.
Rousey's the clear-cut heel. Becky's the clear-cut face. Everybody loves the man. I'm a big fan of the man. And Charlotte Flair is kind of that tweener where people are sick of her, but they love her.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like split. She doesn't really have a defined role. Charlotte, in my opinion, is the greatest female performer of all time that I've ever seen.
She's amazing.
Charlotte is A1. You can say whatever. I was listening to the WWE Chronicles that aired on the WWE Network, and Charlotte, she said a line, I think, when I'm going, when years from now, when Charlotte is done wrestling, people are going to look back and say, damn, she was that good. She was that good of a wrestler. Like, we really were witnessing greatness, and we just didn't appreciate it because we felt she was overpushed or her name or she got too much attention. But Charlotte is that good. I don't care what anybody says.
And do
about
you know
her.
What's so amazing about Charlotte being so good? You have a lot of second and third generation superstars come in where the parents just weren't as good as the children turn out to be, or vice versa, the children aren't as great as the parents. This is one situation where Ric Flair was damn good and his daughter is damn good. She's gonna have as many championships as her father has.
Hold on, let me ask you a question. Did Ric Flair ever main event a WrestleMania?
I'm not sure. Let me ask.
I don't think so.
Let me ask my wrestling guru. Did Ric Flair ever main event at WrestleMania? No.
Charlotte is main eventing a main. Charlotte is doing something her father could never say he did. You talk about the best children parent duos in WWE history. Ric Flair and Charlotte are obviously at the top of that list.
If you guys want to know more about their story, go get their book. It's a good one.
Charlotte and Ric Flair, greatest duo of all time.
She's definitely going to get those 16 championships.
I definitely see for that
sure.
happening.
For sure.
But at Mania, it will not be her night.
Now, my question to you is, we thought that it could have been the four horsewomen holding up titles at the end. But now that it's a winner takes all, do you think that they're going to leave the titles separate? Or is this their way of combining them and having an undisputed women's champion?
I believe that Money in the Bank is coming up, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
I think that this isn't a unification belt. I think this is winner takes all. So I still believe that the belts are going to be separate. And Fox has made it very clear that they want their own product. So, you know, there's ways where you can get one of those titles off of Becky, because Becky is my prediction to win.
Right.
I feel like you could have somebody cash in on the SmackDown women's title or the Raw women's title. I believe that Becky's going to win.
Right.
But I believe Becky's going to be, I think they want Becky on Raw.
Which means that I think that Becky would either pin or it's going to be a submission. I think it's going to be Ronda. Because then that brings Charlotte back into the picture of, you never beat me. Because you know Charlotte would say something like that.
You didn't pin me. You pinned Ronda. The only way that this works is Becky has to make Ronda Rousey tap. She has to make Ronda Rousey tap. That is how this story ends. Charlotte's going to add to the match, and I feel like it's going to be a better match because Charlotte's in it.
Right.
But Charlotte has to – Charlotte should not be involved in the pinfall. The scene everyone wants to see, I love you, Ronda. I will have your jacket, your shirt on. I will be screaming as you get played to the ring by – what's her name? Iconic musical figure who sings Bad Reputation, Ronda Rousey.
Which means that Ronda's going to win because most people that have a band, they lose. Okay, continue.
But Ronda needs to tap to Becky. The show needs to end with Rousey, with Becky having Ronda in to disarm her, and Becky Lynch needs to be standing at the top of the ramp with the Raw and the SmackDown Live women's titles.
Yes, that's how it needs to end.
I still think,
like she said, she does need this.
I still think there's a scenario where the Four Horsewomen could end the show. I think it makes a lot less sense to have them in the show standing together, being that Charlotte is going to lose the match. It doesn't really make sense for her to want to stand with Becky all happy
unless she lost. She, you know, gives her a hug and, you know, it's a main event. You know, it's never happened before.
I'm going to be 100% real with you. My prediction is still that the Four Horsewomen end the show. That's an iconic picture. You snap a few photos. I feel like the last image should be the Sasha Bailey and Charlotte. They should walk to the back and, you know, give Becky her moment at the top of the ramp.
Right.
That's how the show should end. But I feel like you need the iconic moment of the Four Horsewomen, because they've been so instrumental to women's wrestling. And, you know, that's not to discount what people like Natalya and Paige and Beth Phoenix and the ones before them did. I always felt like women's wrestling could be more, but these four women, they really, like, they made women's wrestling. Women's wrestling has always been cool, but they really brought it into, like, a mainstream. The Four Horsewomen, like, I remember watching the NXT TakeOver match from what was it? TakeOver, what was it, 2016 or it was 2015, I believe. When Sasha versus Bayley.
Oh, and man, that is
to this
match.
Day one of amazing NXT match. TakeOver Brooklyn. That to this day is one of the greatest wrestling matches, not just women.
And we
wrestling
could have
matches.
A repeat with the four of them ending up in the ring again.
I have ever seen. I believe in my heart, the main event of WrestleMania one day will be a Four Horsewomen main event. It has to happen. It has to happen. I believe it's going to happen. Sasha and Bayley, they deserve their opportunity to one day main event of Mania as well. But it's just so incredible that for the first time in 35 years, women are going to main event WrestleMania.
And it's not a bullshit match either.
I never thought in a million years when I went to my first wrestling event in 2007, SummerSlam at the Izod Center, that I would ever go to a wrestling event and the merchandise that I'm going to be sporting is of a woman. Like, that's how cool women's wrestling is to me now. Like, it's just amazing that they're finally getting their main event spot and their main event shine. And I think this is going to be one of the best main events of all time.
And I'm excited for all the entrances. Speaking of entrances, which one are you looking forward to the most?
This is a very, very tough one.
Exactly.
Let me think for a second. You know whose entrance I'm looking forward to? I want to see what they could do this year. I always like Seth's Mania entrances. I want to see if
he's one of my least favorites.
I mean, you know, he did the thing. He's not too exotic, but, you know, I mean, I want to see how Becky comes out. That whole main event. I mean, we already know Ronda's getting played to the
Yeah,
ring.
We already know Charlotte's going to come out with a lavish robe and Becky going to come out like the G that she is. Becky, really, how she pulled up to SmackDown is how she should have pulled up to WrestleMania in the cop car.
Yes, I agree.
That's what should have happened.
I have another thing. Another couple questions since we got a couple more minutes we're on here. What are your predictions at Mania for two of the biggest stars not featured on the card? Do you think John Cena or The Undertaker are going to show up?
Oh, man. I've really been torn about this for the past couple days.
Let me tell me what you think they're going to do.
Okay. I've been torn about this for the past couple days, and I keep looking and looking online. I keep checking Michelle McCool's page to see if she's in New York and John Cena.
The Undertaker is in New York. They are both in the area this weekend. They are both. They will both be at WrestleMania.
I mean, for John Cena, if they do bring out John Cena, I could see it being in the Kurt match.
The place where I believe that they'll bring out John Cena, in my opinion, is in the Elias, in a spot with Elias. I can see
that could work too. That could work too.
But also,
Undertaker,
I
don't know.
I don't really seeing a spot for the Undertaker is hard.
I'm like looking at the match card, and I just don't know. Like,
You know what would make a lot of sense. Going back to the Kurt Baron Corbin match, is if you have Cena replace Baron Corbin, like you said, that would be good. Hopefully, Cena's got a fucking haircut for Mania weekend because I don't know what midlife crisis
he's
going
bald
through.
And in the middle from wearing all them baseball caps all these years, and it's just a mess.
And I think I think Cena should show up during the Baron Corbin match and fight Kurt Angle. I mean, it probably wouldn't be a good match because Kurt's he can't go in the ring anymore.
Even though his match against Chad Gable was amazing.
And I'm going to have to go with, I think Undertaker should show up and do something with Elias.
Do what? Like,
I don't know.
He would have to say something crazy. And Elias can do that because, you know, Elias is very disrespectful. But I will be walking with Elias on Sunday. Okay? Yes. I will. Not going to lie. But if he says something crazy, I can see Taker coming. I really don't see. I can see them plugging in John Cena easier than they could plug in Undertaker. But the light goes off and that thunder strikes, I mean, everything shuts down.
You think we'll see an appearance from The Rock this year or no?
No.
Not
at all.
Me neither.
I would go crazy because The Rock is my favorite of all time. The Rock is the reason I watched wrestling all these years. I fell in love with The Rock.
All right, you got some more time because I got some more questions for you.
Got it. I'm ready. It's the WrestleMania episode. I hope you guys grabbed a snack in the beginning because, I mean,
which match do you think is going to steal the show? Your prediction for match of the night. Like, when we leave MetLife, we'll be saying this was the match of the night.
AJ Styles and Randy Orton.
I'm going to have to go with Kofi and Daniel.
It's a good one. I say Kofi AJ and Styles and Randy Orton for the simple fact that Randy just sets that bar. And it gets higher and higher and higher. And honestly, when he had the match with Seth, when Seth did the heist of the century, if Seth didn't cash in, that would have been match of the night. That started it off. And Randy Orton never ceases to amaze me. So that's why I'm going with Randy Orton and AJ Styles.
Most disappointing match of the night. Like a match that you can see you saying, oh, that match, it wasn't very good.
The Raw Tag Team Championship.
Give me a main card match. Come on.
A main card match. Does Kurt Angle versus Baron Corbin count?
Yeah, because that's going to be my selection. I could see that. If that match does happen as it's scheduled to, I don't think that's going to be an in-ring masterpiece.
No, not at all. What else you got?
I don't have anything. I think that's it for this Mania podcast.
You guys, we are going to be at WrestleMania on Sunday. It is 12:44 a.m. Saturday, April 6th. Do you know what that means, Alfonso? Tomorrow is WrestleMania. Oh my gosh. I can't even like contain my excitement anymore. We have been waiting for this for years. The last time it was here, my boyfriend said the next time it's in Jersey, we're going to go. And here we are actually going to WrestleMania. It's not just a dream. It's a reality.
I can't
wait for them to scan my ticket and I'm in MetLife. For real,
Lakia. Malcolm, you going to make sure Malcolm got that hen dog for the, you know, before we go into Mania, because I need to get a little buzz.
Are you serious right now? This has nothing to do with the prediction show. Everybody is going to be at WrestleMania. Everybody that's going to be at WrestleMania, drink responsibly. If you're tailgating, have a blast.
Malcolm's going to have some hen dog, though, right?
We've talked about this already, but for all our listeners out there, if you're at WrestleMania, drink responsibly. There's going
to
be kids there.
I don't have to drink responsibly because I ain't driving.
Let me finish. There's going to be kids there. Act your age. Be responsible. Responsibility is just the best thing for the weekend. Everybody just have a good time because we sure as hell are, and I can't wait. But before we go, be sure to check us out on Instagram at the Half Right Podcast. We'll be posting over there. But if you guys really want to see live action, follow us on Twitter at @Half_Right_Pod. To all the people in the wrestling community that's been following us so far, thank you guys so much. We hope that you enjoyed this episode. And please know that, one, we have a bonus episode coming up with a wrestling fan and his prediction. So that's coming. And then also, what was my other thing?
We do all these bonus episodes. Why am I never notified? You put out episodes without me. Like, I'm just never involved in the creative process. And guys, to all our listeners, you guys want to see some real ignorant Mania stuff? Follow my personal account on Instagram. _thefonse, THEPHONSE, because I'm going to be acting a nut from the moment I get up on Sunday morning until the moment I go to bed, because I'm going to WrestleMania.
Thank you. Thank Brianna, you so much.
Who do you think's going to win, Charlotte, Becky Lynch, or Ronda Rousey? Brianna, our producer is trying to go to sleep, so guess what, guys, we'll be back with you after Mania.
And also, be sure to check us out on social media, because we're going to be live tailgating on Sunday. We'll show you guys the superstore and everything, so stay tuned for that.
All right, y'all, we out of here.
That wraps it up for another episode of the Half Right Podcast. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at @Half_Right_Pod and Instagram at the Half Right Podcast. Feel free to share with a friend and subscribe. Until next time, thanks for tuning in.